Nicky and Tamillo when you wake up. 97.3. Coast FM.
Well, firstly, we've lost one of WA's biggest personalities. Entertainer, former Perth City Councillor, and the man behind the Civic Theatre restaurant, Max Kay, has died.
Oh.
And I know a lot of people, he was the famous Scott, old Max. He was always wearing a kilt, always popped up on telethon.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the most sort of vocal Scottish West Aussies. I know a lot of people in the WA entertainment industry are feeling a bit lost today. He was battling cancer.
R.I.P.
Did you get a decent sleep last night?
No, it's terribly windy. There's a gale warning out there and it was flapping fences and it sounded like someone was knocking on our door all night.
I wonder if we live in the same world sometimes because, I don't know, maybe I just sleep and don't notice anything.
I think you sleep too solidly because I've just looked it up and there's definitely a gale warning down here as well.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So it's not me imagining it.
I noticed absolutely none of it. You, your dog, everyone not happy.
And dog was woofing all night. Yeah.
I was just blissfully unaware.
Oh, well, I'm glad. I'm happy for you.
Okay, well, there we go. All right. So look, it's probably just the start of more because there is rain on the way. So.
Yeah, windy all weekend by the looks of it. Yes, right. Very windy.
Batten down your bits.
And your house.
Well, yeah, that too. Did you know, Nikki, people used to say prunes instead of cheese when they were having their pictures taken.
What? Prunes?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that make your mouth look really weird? Like,
That was the point. In the 1840s, a big cheesy grin was seen as a bit childish. So one London photographer told people to say prunes to keep their mouths taut.
Prune.
And it caught on. And so the takeaway here is the duck face,
the pouty lips in photos,
it's actually more than 180 years old.
Oh, there you go. So next time you post yourself a little duck face, make sure you caption it prunes.
Or say prunes and see if it makes a better duck face.
Yeah, get the Kimmy K lips.
You're welcome.
I think.
This is the song that you need to identify.
Believe.
Oh, it's positively evil sounding, is it? Or is it? What do you reckon, Belinda?
I reckon it's the song by Wolf Mother.
Yes.
That's a good start. What do you reckon it's called?
I reckon it's called A Joker and a Thief.
The Joker and the Thief. And the key really is this bit.
Yeah. The iconic guitar.
Look at that.
It is. Congratulations. You've picked yourself up Men in Black International tickets, Belinda.
Woo-hoo.
Yay.
You don't really need that comment.
I was just going to say.
Just quietly. You're already peaking.
That's what they all say.
You're already up and about.
Well, listen.
Get decaf.
If you're working with Belinda today, be aware she may explode. Obviously, she's already quite worked up, but well done. Enjoy your coffee and enjoy the flick.
I'm so excited, thank you.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
With your feeder, Nikki Parkinson.
Feed us.
Yes.
Now, Serena Williams has become one of the first athletes to appear on Forbes' rankings of America's richest self-made women. The tennis ace landed at number 80 with $322 million in net worth.
Not bad.
Oprah Winfrey was the highest celebrity. She came in at number 10 with $3.7 billion. Rihanna was in the top-ranked musician, as we heard yesterday.
Course,
she was at number 37 on the total list, $860 million. Other celebrities in the top 100 were Kylie Jenner, Beyonce, Kimmy K, and Taylor Swift. The number one spot, though, went to the owner of ABC Supply, which is a window, sides, and roofing business in America.
Really?
So there you go. You can become a billionaire any way you want, really.
Well, yeah. Is she branched out or is she still doing windows and sides?
She's still doing windows and sides from what Forbes can tell me.
Good on her.
There you go. Miley Cyrus has covered 9 Inch Nails on the new season of Black Mirror. Her character sings a song called On a Roll. That's a slightly tweaked version of 9 Inch Nails' song Head Like a Hole. This is how it went.
Anything, just have it all. Yeah, I can't take it. So don't you fake it. I know your love's my
Please demonstrate it. You can do it, right?
And I've got to say, that is a slight tweak to anything Nine Inch Nails have ever done. So it's a real pop version of that.
And she also does the original version live in a bar. So make sure you check it out. And apparently there's a couple of covers from different songs from Nine Inch Nails in the episode. So make sure you look out for them. She's got the approval from Reznor as well, saying he says that you can't listen to it without a smile on his face.
Well, that's a good thing.
So there you go. Hey. Black Mirror, the new season, is on Netflix now. And the cast of X-Men, Dark Phoenix, were on the Jimmy Kimmel Show recently and revealed their deepest fears. Now, Sophie Turner revealed hers is being cursed by walking over drains.
Is that a thing?
Apparently, and she has an interesting way to counteract it.
Walking over drains, I have to say onions to reverse the curse.
I would say that's Sophie.
It is me, yes.
Well, why the word onions?
Why did you say onions?
I was told when I was very young that you have to say onions to reverse the curse, and now I truly can't walk over a drain without freaking out and having to say onions over and over.
The oddest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I'd second that.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.